This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With me, Efren White, singer, songwriter, man about Northwest Arkansas. Efren, we looked at the calendar and realized that in 2013 we hadn't invited you back, so we're taking care of that now.
Yeah, it's about time. I missed you.
Well, we said once it snows in May, we'll get Efren White back in the studio. You are perhaps busier as a singer and songwriter now than you've ever been. True?
Perhaps, yeah.
Because it seems like if one follows you on Facebook like I do, you are playing a lot.
I am. I had kind of a slow winter, but it's really picked up now. I'm just really having a hard time finding slots for some people who are asking me to play. So that's a good thing.
I was going to say, nice problem to have. I want to ask you about something that you kind of organize, which is the Efren's Open Mic. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's an open mic that I host every Wednesday night at Foghorn's Wings. I call it the 50 Flavors Open Mic after their slogan that they have over 50 flavors of wings.
Right, and there are a couple of Foghorns in Fayetteville.
Yeah, there are. This one's on College Avenue. Right. It's 2175 North College. And, like I say, I do it every Wednesday night from 7 to 10. And we like to get all the musicians to come out that we can get, because the more the better.
Is there a format to it?
You just come and you sign up, and depending on how many people we have signed up, we'll give them 2 to 3 songs. Lately, we haven't had enough participation, so they've been getting lots of songs, like 30-minute sets.
Well, it's been cold of late. I think that'll probably change when.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, there are famous open mics in Nashville and Austin and Memphis, places like that. Do you find that there are people out there with talent that you didn't know about?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of talent out there. Much of it just stays hidden in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know. And so the open mic's the perfect opportunity to, if you're a closet musician, to get out and try your stuff out on some real people.
Generally a friendly, welcoming sort of audience?
Yeah.
So you said it's a little winter, it's picked up now. Still writing, I assume.
I'm still writing. Been writing quite a bit lately.
Have you ever tried to analyze what sparks a lot of writing as opposed to what isn't a lot of writing, period?
It's basically sitting down at the desk and doing it.
Which is harder than it sounds, I bet.
Yeah, it is for me. I'm kind of like John Prine, I found out. He says if somebody comes up to him while he's writing and wants to go get a hot dog, he'll definitely go for the hot dog.
I'm going to ask you to sing a song here in a minute. But first, one of the best things about having Efren White in the studio is to look at all the accoutrements. Because now we've talked about your guitar before. It has been with you a while. There's a hole underneath, and you've got autographs on it. How old is this guitar?
It's really not that old. I bought it new in 1996.
Well, that isn't that old, but it's been used.
Yeah, it looks a lot older.
And then the guitar case, which is completely covered in stickers and bumper stickers. Do people just come up to you now and say, "Hey, I've got a sticker that I want you to put on your case"?
Yeah, they do.
Do you have a process of what goes on and what doesn't?
Not much one, but it is hard to find a place to put one now, obviously. So I usually use them for wherever I need a repair. So
a repair in the case?
Yeah.
So the case has got some holes in it too?
The case does. The whole bottom over here is coming out of it. But anyway.
And then finally, just before we began our conversation, you mentioned that you were going to play harmonica on the song, and you got out a Crown Royal bag, right?
Yep.
And how many harmonicas do you have in there?
There's only five, actually.
Only five, okay.
Yeah, only five.
Well, which one are you about to play for us here?
A C harmonica. Okay.
What song have you decided to play for us?
It's a brand new song.
Excellent.
It's called Pressure Change. And you want me to start?
You bet.
It's a windy day. I've gotta wonder what's gonna blow my way. Anyway, won't take no stock in what the weatherman say. When you get high, pressure change can bring you to a record low. Sunny day, the way she smiled blew me away. But stormy eyes hid the truth behind a veil of lies. When you get high on hope, a pressure change can bring you to a record low. Out to be, it's too bad, sad, gets even sadder than sad should be. When you get high on hope, a pressure change bring you to a record low. Anyway, won't take no stock in what the weatherman say.
I really like that.
Thank you.
So, without getting too technical, when you're writing a song and you realize that you're kind of a theme of what you want to say will be incorporated with weather terms or whatever, do you make a list of things you might use, or do you just kind of let it come to you?
I do make a little list sometimes of things that might come.
Yeah.
And other than that, I do just let it come to me and hopefully just let it flow.
Gosh, that one flowed very well. I'll never understand how someone like you can do that, but I'm glad you can. I'm glad no one...
I can't understand it either.
And I guess that's part of the... Don't try to understand it too much?
I guess so.
Go ahead.
That's one... I did want to mention, I am doing a songwriting workshop at the library coming up in June. And so I got to figure some of this stuff out before then. anyway.
Have you led a songwriting workshop before? You have, haven't you?
I've participated. I've given like 1 hour talks on what I know. But this time I got to do two days, 2 hours a piece. Yeah, 2 hours a piece, I think. That's 4 hours.
That is 4 hours. Yeah. Which do you think is harder, writing a very good song like that one or trying to decide what you're going to do in a writer's workshop?
Trying to do the workshop.
Yeah, I can believe that. Any plans for the next CD? Still a little premature on that?
A little premature. Okay. Been tossing some things around with my new bass player, who's probably going to produce the next one as well. That's John Davies, who's known around here for playing with the Kate Brothers, and he plays now with Earl and them. Mm-hmm. So they get him a lot of weekends, but they let me have him sometimes. He's been really kind of putting his brain to work on making my next CD. So we might start that in about the fall.
Okay. Well, tell him that Pressure Change should be on that CD.
I will. As a matter of fact, we're thinking the title of the CD might be Pressure Change.
I
endorse
that.
That might be the title cut.
So the open mics every Wednesday night at Foghorn.
Right.
On College. When else can people see and hear you?
Right now I'm playing every Friday night, almost, at Mojitos. Mojitos Mexican Grill, mm-hmm. over on Joyce Street.
Yep.
And also, beginning this Sunday, I'll be playing at Mojitos
on Sunday?
Too.
Oh.
Every other Sunday, beginning this Sunday,
okay.
May the 12th.
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Just by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to be eating a lot of Mexican food this summer.
There are worse ways to spend a summer.
And it is a patio gig, so if there's rain or anything or snow, it could happen, you know.
A week ago I would have laughed, but.
Yeah, we'll have to make arrangements if it snows. It's a patio gig. It's a really, really pretty nice patio with a nice stage, and I love playing there. And I'm going to be playing probably a lot solo, but also sometimes with my fiddle and mandolin player, Richard Hartrick,
mm-hmm.
and also John will show up. John's going to be playing with me, I think, most Sundays. And then sometimes all three of us, which I call the band, will be playing. So you never know, really.
Well, and people can also go to EfronWhite.com.
They can.
And that gives you more information, things like that. Buy your CDs there as well?
You can get to them from there.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Efron, thanks so much for coming in again.
Well, thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
See you, Kyle.
Brian Goldman was always a perfect student. A
classmate of mine in high school once said that Brian Goldman would study for a blood test.
Now that he's a doctor, he teaches med students.
Many of them have that look in their eyes that they're pristine. They've never made a mistake, and they never will. And of course, until it happens.
Making mistakes. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
You can hear the TED Radio Hour Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM.